Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and what we do on this show is we talk to really smart people like our good friend Kathy Perry on a regular basis. And Kathy's back with us now. She's a social media marketing expert. She's the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success, and she's here to talk to give us another installment on how you and I can use some of the tools and resources and technology and innovations to help us get our message out there to more people. Kathy Perry, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Glad to be back.
It's always a pleasure. What's on your mind today? What's the next installment of things that we need to focus on to spread the word
like
about
to,
us?
I'd like to kind of talk a little bit more about videos. I know we've talked about the importance of videos,
right,
in social media. And I, a lot of people are very intimidated about doing videos. And I have a friend who's a carpet and tile cleaning business, and you just wouldn't think that that would be one that they'd be doing a lot of videos for.
Right.
But he has done before and after videos and how they do things different. And he started doing so many videos that Home Depot contacted them about getting some help for their videos. So
that's funny.
Even,
that's great. That's a great story.
It is. It is. You know, and there are how to.
You know what, Kathy? Sometimes the mouse can help the lion. That's what I tell. Whenever I ask my big business customers what I can do to help them, if they look puzzled, I said, you know, sometimes the mouse can help the lion.
True. It's really interesting. But when they see something that's working, that oftentimes it really doesn't matter. And he was contacted, but he is diligent about getting videos out there. And he just started out taking that, you know, little video camera, the cell phone, and start doing before and afters. And then he just started adding more. But there's a how-to videos online where you can actually post them and get more exposure.
Mm-hmm.
There's a site called howcast.com. And
howcast?
Yeah, Howcast, HOWCAST.com, and you can learn how to do anything through a video training and these online how-to videos. But it's also a great place for a small business to post their videos if they're doing how-to videos.
So the first reason why you would do a how-to video would be to distribute it to your customers, your current local customers, and so a side opportunity would be to then post those same things, those same videos up on this howto.com site.
That's true. In addition to YouTube or Vimeo or some of the other services,
right?
Yes, and it does help in your search ranking. So
well, what I like about your howto.com thing is if you haven't done any videos yet, you can go there and probably see how some other regular folks just like you are doing it.
Absolutely. And you know,
what the standard for quality and what some different perspectives on how to edit, how to put these things together.
Right, because a lot of people think you have to go into a professional studio today, but you don't. And people like it to be more authentic and more real. Like, you know, they say, oh, I could do that. I could figure that out, you know.
Well, there are certain things, though, that you can't scrimp on that cannot be grainy. You know, the video could be a little grainy, but the sound can't be grainy. I mean, it's got to be.
Right.
There are certain things that you have to pay attention to. Some things, not so much, but some things you have to. And I think you know that's the kind of things you want to pay attention to when you review what other people are doing.
Absolutely, and there are even services if you don't have some way to make a video. Animoto and One True Media allows you just to take pictures and put text with it and music, so you can create a video with just pictures as well.
Right, absolutely. So what would be some other things you'd do with a video?
Well, I would recommend that you want to get more exposure with your videos, and there are video distribution services. So there's the ones where you do it yourself, and those are TubeMogul and Traffic Geyser are a couple, and they'll let you go ahead and distribute them out. But then there's also ones that will do it for you and distribute them out, and Submit in Me is one of those services where they'll submit it out to the top 50 social sites for you. And sometimes a small business just doesn't have the time to do all the setup that would be required to do it themselves.
Right.
And of course, there is
YouTube, and that takes that's a little bit of a process to get signed up to be able to upload and if you're the business owner, don't you need to hire some kid to do that for you? Someone who's used to doing that. Isn't that the kind of thing you don't need to get bogged down with yourself necessarily?
I agree. And there's so many interns. I mean,
they do it falling off a log. And if you're over 40, I know you could do it. It's not a matter of whether you can do it, but maybe your job would be to take the video once it's up and take it out and sell it. That's what your job is to promote
Absolutely.
It to your customers, and let somebody else who knows about the YouTube thing put that up for you.
Yes, and definitely there are interns. There are people that can be hired. You can outsource.
Interns
this,
are great. Interns are great. These kids coming out of college these days. They're so smart about this stuff.
Oh yeah,
it's scary.
Well,
it's scary almost.
They came right into school learning all. Computers were already here.
They came into this world knowing this stuff in utero. They got it in utero, I think. Hey,
they did.
Kathy, give us your website. Tell us how we can find your book.
My website is kathyperry.com.
Kathy
and,
with a K.
My book. Yep. Book is on that site, and Perry, P as in Paul, E-R-R-Y.
Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. We're going to be right back after these messages, 20 after. I'm Jim with a J. I'll be right back.
She was a bebop baby on a hard day's night. She was hanging on Johnny, he was holding on.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.